I like the quote, if I'm not cueing it, then I'm not doing it. The word cue comes from the theater world. They would have assistants cue actors for when they were about to have their scene. So saying, if I'm not cueing it, I'm not doing it, means if I'm not actually telling myself to be doing something different in the new and improved manner in which I'm wanting to do it, then habit will predominate. If I'm not cueing myself to actively employ or execute the performance improvement initiatives that I've identified, then I'm not going to be doing it. When we are left to autopilot, we're going to drift right back to our habitual level of performance. If I want to be doing my absolute best, I want to be and need to be cueing myself to push myself to achieve the goals and objectives that I've specified. I need to be cueing myself to be bumping up the effort, keeping myself focused. I need to be cueing myself to be keeping my head and heart in the game. If I'm not cueing myself to do these things, then it's unlikely that I'll be doing them on a consistent basis. What will happen is I may remember to do them occasionally, and I may actually achieve improved performance on those occasions that I actually am doing it, but it won't be very consistent. I'll tend to rediscover previous insights that I had obtained. I call it rediscover because it's like a rediscovery. I haven't been using it. It's almost as if I forgot that it was relevant. And when I rediscover it, then I use it again for a while, but typically people will drift back off course again. So what we want to do is have some kind of systematic and ongoing way to cue ourselves to be the best that we can be and to strive to be the best that we can be. We want to make that automatic cueing and that automatic monitoring of our performance something that is automatic and that is an ongoing process. To ensure that we do this, that's where the if it matters, it gets measured concept comes in. I want to periodically evaluate if I'm doing those things that I've identified as being critical for my optimal performance. Often the answer will be either yes, I am doing those things, or no, I'm not. And if it's no, I'm not, I want to make sure I come up with realistic and plausible plans that will allow me to continue to benefit from those insights that I've gained as I've gone through life. What we're really talking about here is coming up with ways to systematically translate insight into action, insight into change and improvement, and to be able to do so on a consistent basis. That's what it means when we're talking about if I'm not cueing it, I'm not doing it. If I'm not reminding myself to be the best that I can be, if I'm not reminding myself of the insights that I have gained that are important or even critical for my performance and for my overall well-being. Some of these things might be performance improvement cognitions or thoughts, but some of them might be also emotional well-being improvements that one obtains through reminding oneself of certain points.